Welcome to CCAST, a Clemson University podcast sharing everything about graduate education, inclusive excellence, research, and graduate life in the College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences.
Hey everyone, welcome to CCAST. I'm your host, Andrea Vera, and with me I have Vishal Thomas, and we're both PhD students in the Bioengineering Department. Today we're going to be discussing a little bit of both Toastmasters and 3MT. So, Vishal, how are you doing today?
Excellent, Andrea. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're super excited to have you, especially because you have some great insight on both of those topics. So why don't we start with a little bit about Toastmasters?
Oh, wonderful. Toastmasters. Okay. As of right now, I am the Vice President of Public Relations for Clemson Toastmasters. And to me, that's very funny because I am not social media savvy at all. Zero. That's how savvy I am. And to be made a vice president for public relations, that was literally my nightmare. I had to create an Instagram, a Facebook account. I had never done any of those before. I never had a Facebook account. So creating one for the first time, that was just a couple of weeks back. And that was my first experience as vice president for public relations. But you know what? That's what Toastmasters is all about. You are put into situations that you have no previous or prior experience, and then you're expected to rise to the challenge. And that's the beautiful thing about Toastmasters. It preps you for leadership positions because you never know where exactly you might end up with. So that's why you have to be prepared. You have to be confident of whatever you're given, whatever's thrown at you. And so let me talk about Toastmasters a little bit. Toastmasters is primarily about public speaking and leadership. Now, when I first came to Clemson back in 2018, I remember I was so full of confidence and so much energy. I remember that version of myself so well. And you might think, just by me saying that, I might have lost some of that energy now. But no, the truth is it's been channeled better. At that time, when I was so green, it was just everywhere. I was all over the place. No control, nothing at all. Undisciplined. But okay, so back then, Toastmasters, they advertised about themselves in my very first semester. And I thought, Toastmasters, that sounds interesting. They're all about public speaking and leadership. And I was interested. So I joined up. And for the first semester, I did not really participate in anything. I mean, I went to their meetings and I just listened. And I may have taken on a couple of roles, but nothing too dramatic. Because you know what? Deep down, I was still very frightened of public speaking. No matter what I told myself, I thought I was very confident I could do anything. But no, that was not the case. Just being there in the place and watching everyone speak, it created a fear in me. I was afraid. I didn't want to stand up and speak. And that was the real reason why I did not do anything at that time. However, in the next semester, in my second semester, I thought, you know what, chuck this. I am not going to worry about fear. I am going to just jump into the deep end of the pool. And I signed up for my very first speech. And I decided to go all out. I thought I would talk about my first date and the absolute disaster it was. It's a very funny story. I did the most stupidest and silliest things you could ever imagine. And I shared that with the whole, and people were laughing. People were really laughing because I was just, I did things that should not have been done. And overall, it made for an interesting conversation. However, doing that, sharing that experience, it did something to me. It helped me open up in a very dramatic way. It made me realize that the feedback I received from giving that speech, It was great feedback. People told me that I had good speaking skills. And they also told me that I should, see, I tended to wave my hand a lot when I speak. And they told me that my body language needed to be in check. I shouldn't be all over the place. There should be a focus, a control, a discipline to the things that I do. And that was very important because a couple weeks later, I was asked to do the BioE departmental presentation for the seminar class with Dr. LaBerge. And this feedback here was absolutely critical. With this feedback and with this newfound confidence, I was able to rock that presentation. I did really well. And there people told me I did an excellent job and I was so happy. And it was then that I realized, hey, maybe I have a skill with public speaking. Maybe this is something I'm good at. Why not try it more? Why not do other things? So in the next month, in March, there was the grads competition, the Graduate Research and Awards Symposium organized by the Graduate Student Government. And I participated in the lecture competition and I won. And really, it surprised me. The things that happened, the changes that came over me, they were really unexpected, but I was pleasantly surprised and feeling really confident about myself at that point. But now let me tell you something. When you talk about public speaking, it is important to understand it isn't just something you ought to do out of the blue. To be a good speaker, there are three primary ingredients: words, vocal variety, and body language. Now, with these three, your words only account for about 7% of effective communication. Vocal variety is 35%, and your body language is the remaining 58%. So most of your speaking, if it's always focused on words, if all you do is mouth out words, then people aren't going to listen much. That's only 7%. You have to be able to use your voice. You have to go up and down and up and down, and you have to be able to use your hands and your body. You have to use all of them in perfect combination to get the best speeches. And this is what Toastmasters taught me.
I was gonna say that I know for those listening that don't know, Vishal's actually in my lab, and I can attest to the fact that he is a wonderful public speaker. And that's why I think, and also I think people listening can tell just by this podcast, even though they can't see you, the way you articulate words is really great, honestly. And I see how important that must be as a PhD student or a graduate student. We do a lot of presentations.
That is so true, Andrea. And that it's a privilege to speak at this point. I love all of these speaking engagements that come my way, and I try my best to accept all of them as time permits. But when you know you're good at something, you want to keep doing it. You want to perfect yourself. And thank you for bringing that up, too. And so as I was saying, in Toastmasters, they train you in all of these aspects. In a typical Toastmasters meeting, you have 15 different roles that you can sign up for, starting from the Toastmaster of the day. That person, if you take on that role, he's the person who transitions through all of the different roles and who actually introduces the meeting and who ends the meeting, sort of like an MC. The second role is that of a humorist, one who makes people laugh. You have to come up with a funny story and or an anecdote. And that's one of the more pleasant roles, because all of those funny things that happen to you, this is an excellent stage to share that. The next one is word master, where you share a new word that people are expected to use in that meeting. It can be anything, any word that you want to. The next three roles are the speakers. Speakers one, two, and three. And these are prepared speeches, which means you get to prepare in advance and you get to deliver any speech that you want to and on any topic for precisely 5 to 7 minutes. You cannot exceed that limit. You're very critical on time. Then comes the most dangerous topic, table topics. And that's all about impromptu speaking. And let me tell you, that is the most frightening part of being a Toastmaster. You have 2 minutes to talk about a topic that will be given to you then and there. You have no time to prepare. And it can be anything in the world. And that's scary. It's positively scary, because if you don't know what you're being asked to talk about, then who knows the things that might spill out of your mouth, secrets that you've kept suppressed, just might come out. And it's happened to me too many times. So I am always afraid of table topics. And even though I think of myself as a good speaker, table topic is something that truly positively terrifies me. I am afraid of it. But I will say this, table topics are absolutely essential when you're preparing for a job interview, because you do not know the kind of questions you will be getting. So if you train your brain to think on the spot, if you create those neural connections by participating in table topics, it gives you a definite thumbs up, an advantage when you go for interviews. Or let's say when the professor asks you a question and you have no idea what to say, you can start talking about different things. And that's one of the beautiful things about table topics. People are afraid of it, but it's incredibly useful.
Yeah.
And then you have the evaluators. Evaluators are people who evaluate the speeches that you just made. There are three evaluators for the three speakers. And that's important too, because you have to know, you have to get the feedback. You have to know how well you did or how badly you did. And that feedback is what really improves you. Finally, we have the grammarian, the R counter, and the timer. The grammarian checks all of the grammatical inaccuracies that you have made. The R counter, that's a tricky role, because he has to keep time, or he has to keep track of all the ums, the ahs, the sos, the likes, all of those filler words that we use in our speeches. So when you participate in Toastmasters, you are not expected to use filler words. Instead, you should have a pause. For instance, I am not allowed to say no. Instead, I have to create careful pauses. So if I were to speak and I need time to think, I would say that this is the best way to go. I cannot say, well, I think that this is so, yeah, like, I know. I am not allowed to do any of those things. And you can imagine that just makes a speech all the more pleasant to hear. People don't like a lot of filler words. It can be grating on the ears. So these are some of the beautiful things that happen in Toastmasters. We meet every Wednesday. And every Wednesday, we go through this agenda. We take on different roles and we participate in all of these things. And you can imagine the cumulative effect can be tremendous. When you do this all the time, every week, you simply turn out to be a better speaker at the end. And you know what you're signing up for. You get exactly what you put in and much, much more. So that's one of the beautiful things about Toastmasters. And that's what I love about the club. You are definitely improving yourself. So when you move out into the workplace, and if you have that Toastmaster, if you have that the position, if you show that you've participated in a club, and if you have a certificate from them, your employers know that you are someone to be called upon. They know that if they want a presentation done properly, or if they want to create, or if they want to create a speaking engagement, or any kind of event, you are the go-to person. They can count on you. That brand is known worldwide.
These, honestly, that just sounds like a great experience, first of all, to have, and a great resource for our graduate students here at Clemson as a club, because you're totally right. It's not only applicable to your time as a graduate student, but it's applicable to your future. And as an employee, you want to do the most and be that person that your employer can go to and say, can you present on this topic? Because we know you have the confidence and the tools to do it. This is actually a great transition into our next episode, because I can see how all of these tools would help you with the 3MT competition. So unfortunately, we're out of time for this session, but I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Andrea. It was a pleasure talking. And as you might have been able to tell, I really enjoyed myself. This was more fun than I could have imagined. And I know why people want to keep coming back to these things. It's fun.
I enjoy having these conversations with students because everyone has at least one embarrassing story to share, and I'm all for it. But make sure to stay tuned, listening to everyone out there for our next episode, because we will be following this conversation and going a little bit more about the 3-minute thesis competition. And also, if you have any suggestions or any ideas for future podcast recordings, please reach us at CCASGradAmbassador@clemson.edu. Thanks so much.
CCAS is a production of Clemson University's College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences Office of Inclusive Excellence and Graduate Studies. For more information and conversations with our graduate students, subscribe to CCAS wherever you find your podcast. And remember to visit us at clemson.edu/CCAS for more information or to apply.